So today we're talking with Melanie Howard, who's the HCP manager for the City of San Marcos and Texas State University. Welcome, Melanie.
Hi, good afternoon.
So talk to us a little bit about some of the HCP work that's going on right now. It is peak summertime, and you've got a lot of visitors and folks on the river. But how are you guys managing to continue the HCP work?
The summertime is when the HCP is really the busiest because of all the river users that we have. All our projects continue all year long, and those projects include removal, vacuuming of sediment from the bottom of the river, the restoration of the banks with native plants, and the removal of non-natives. That removal of non-natives plants occurs in the river as well, taking out things like hygrophila and hydrilla, replanting with Texas wild rice and the other species recommended by the HCP. Includes those contractors that do those projects. They also monitor what they do, reporting that data to us. We continue to remove the invasive fish such as Placostomus and tilapia. But all these types of projects, because it is summertime, because there are river users, we have to back off on when we do them. So in other words, we don't have contractors underwater removing litter, pushing vegetation mats during the peak hours of the day from 11 till about 5 or 6 o'clock. Is we work around those hours. Mm-hmm. So it makes summertime makes the implementation of all our projects a little more. We have to schedule them a little tighter schedule frame. And yet again, because of recreation during the summer, the pushing of the plant fragments that collect on the top of the river, that becomes critical. Removing of litter spikes in the summertime, as you can imagine, as a result of recreation. So some of those projects, those HCP projects, become even more important during the summer.
Overall, how would you characterize the progress that you've made over the last several years?
I would say that, in fact, I know because of statistics and monitoring and surveys that thus far the HCP, at least for San Marcos and Texas State, has been incredibly successful. Texas wild rice increased last year by 53%, so we're well on our way to meeting some biological goals. Our litter campaign is ongoing, and we have so many people out there picking up litter, and so that whole collection of litter has changed. We're keeping the river clear and clean. River users are happy with what we're doing. The bank, putting in native plants and removing invasive species. We have worked from Upper Sewell all the way down to I-35, and we have now spanned that whole entire area. We have projects ongoing in each of those, so we have taken out, if I had to put a number on it, I'd say 75% of the invasives along the San Marcos River, from elephant ears in the littoral zone all the way up through the riparian and terrestrial zone. We've taken out elephant ear, Chinese tallow, China berry, ligustrum, and we replaced them with a diversity of native species. So we've enhanced habitat there very much and increased the width, which is an exciting project.
Sounds like you guys are doing great work up here, and we really appreciate your time.
Thank you.